Oklahoma's market for engineering and technology jobs is growing, but students lag behind national averages on science and math test scores. As Zoe Travers reports for State Impact, one idea to help fix this gap is training science teachers to do more than teach the facts and think beyond the textbook.
In a preschool classroom with padded, multicolored floors and alphabet posters, Les Bassett wakes her students from a scheduled nap, tells them to put on their shoes, and leads them in a single file line.
All right, let's get up.
Are we going to the outdoor classroom now?
We are.
I'm coming.
They walk to an outdoor area full of flowers and trees. While exploring the garden, one of Bassett's students finds a spider web.
Do you see anything?
What?
I think I see a spider
web. Oh my gosh, where?
Perfect.
You do! That means that he's probably hiding in there. Good.
Bassett says her students learn better when the classroom is outdoors, but that's not a message delivered to education majors in college. Teachers are often trained to teach science from a textbook, but Bassett says ditching the textbook can make a huge difference.
Their assignments take on a brand new life. When they had to do the assignments afterwards about butterflies and caterpillars in the life cycle, they could not wait because of what they had seen with their own eyes.
Bassett's experience is backed up by new research. Vicki Jackson and Beth Allen are professors at the University of Central Oklahoma. They were recently awarded a grant from the National Science Foundation to find out how to better prepare science teachers. Jackson, who teaches ecology, found that getting kids outside can help them learn about science.
I felt that this was important because getting students outside and interacting with nature and interacting with wildlife is incredibly important to my background.
Science careers are important in Oklahoma. The state is on track to have twice as many openings for science and technology careers than it has people to fill those jobs. For students to be considered college ready, they have to score at least a 26 in the science and math portion of the ACT test. Only 11% of Oklahoma students met that standard in 2017, compared to the national average of 21%.
We're talking about ways that we can change our content courses to better meet the needs of our candidate students for elementary education.
That's science education professor Beth Allen. She and Jackson organized a conference in December and found a divide in the way science is taught and the way students learn science. One of the future educators attending the conference was Shauna Vada, UCO graduate student. She's frustrated at what she's learning in her college classes. She says one of the main problems is her science education courses aren't that different from her other education classes. Vada says she feels like she's not learning the best ways to get students excited about science.
We're just learning, as students, regurgitation of memorization of facts. And so it's missing the mark on how to communicate and strive for the processes to our students of tomorrow.
Les Bassett, the preschool teacher, says she's seen an increase in enthusiasm for science in her classroom. In addition to teaching outdoors, she's encouraging her students to work hands-on and ask questions about the world around them. She hopes the excitement stays with her students.
One of our dreams is that these kids will pursue this later on in life. And when they go to high school, and when they go to college, that they'll pursue this and that they will want to do it further. Because we need people to get other people outside and taking care of the earth.
Jackson and Allen, the professors, are still analyzing their research. But they're already using their findings to change how science education is taught to future teachers. They're starting with their own university and encouraging professors to take college students outdoors, just like those second graders. For State Impact, I'm Zoe Travers.
State Impact is a collaboration of NPR member stations in Oklahoma. For more on science education, visit kgou.org and click the link for State Impact.